This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Lisa LaRochelle. Brett Knowles is a longtime thought leader in the performance management space. He is the co-founder of the first balanced scorecard application, has developed numerous measurement concepts around intangible assets, and has served on countless editorial boards and conference constructs. Listen in as we discuss the difference between scorecards and dashboards, scorecarding best practices, and corporate strategy. Good afternoon, Brett.
Good afternoon, Lisa.
A lot of people confuse scorecards with dashboards. How does a scorecard differ from a dashboard?
Maybe the best way to explain that is to think of a dashboard in a car. When you go to your car, you come to the car with a whole bunch of knowledge about what your objectives are, why you're getting in the car, how to interpret the data that's in front of you. Imagine if you put a six-year-old in the dashboard of your car, they wouldn't be able to figure out what the dials are for. A dashboard expects that the user has a whole bunch of experience and knowledge about the objectives that they're bringing to the dashboard. And the purpose of the dashboard is to give you timely, moment-by-moment information that you overlay with this other knowledge you have in order to correctly manage the business at hand. A scorecard, on the other hand, overlays strategy on top of the data so that you can align yourself with the rest of the organization on how you interpret the data. Best example of that is if you think of the oil light on your car. When that oil light triggers on, you're supposed to stop the car. Now, that's what you're supposed to do on an ongoing basis, but now imagine your strategy is not to go to work, but now you're going to the hospital in an emergency situation. When that light triggers on, now what do? The strategy tells you, ignore that data. The objective is more important. So the strategy overlays how we interpret the data. That's what the scorecard brings to the table.
And what is a balanced scorecard?
The balanced is the key word of a balanced scorecard, of course. What we're trying to do is balance the organizational needs of today with those of the future. Often, organizations might make decisions to make quarter-end numbers or month-end numbers, which may sacrifice the longer-term viability of the business. We're trying to balance those short-term needs with the longer-term needs. Now, what that looks like is we often begin using metrics which are not financial. Indications of customer satisfaction like repeat business and spend and so forth become lead indicators to future activities and provide a balance to the scorecard or the data that we look at so we can see the longer-term impacts of these moment-to-moment decisions that we make.
And how long would it take to build that kind of a balanced, comprehensive view?
Well, there's two parts to that. The best way to build a scorecard is, in fact, to very quickly build a pilot scorecard that you'll then test drive and use in the organization. So to build the pilot can be quick. It's 5 days, usually. But now you release it to the organization. It may take 6 months for them to use it and refine it and make it better. Now, it turns out that that is a very effective strategy, because not only does it allow everyone in the organization to participate in building the scorecard and making it better, it also drives deep ownership. So the short answer is it takes a week to build it and a year to mature it.
Are there things that are typically followed or adhered to create an effective scorecard for an organization?
Best practices around building scorecards centralize on three core issues. Number one, it's important that you get deep ownership. One of the problems that many organizations have is they build a scorecard with a small team, and when they release it to the organization, the ownership and the usage of it's quite low because it's only owned by the small team. So best practice number one is build a quick pilot and release it to the whole organization so everyone can work on making it better. Second, take your existing strategy and use that as a starting point. Over 80% of strategies fail. And they fail, it turns out, not because they're not clever. They fail because they're not executed. In other words, a broken part of the process is not coming up with a strategy. It's making sure that we execute the strategy that's in place. Many times when people build a scorecard, they spend an inordinate amount of time trying to develop a new strategy. A better practice is to build the scorecard around the existing strategy and run with it for, say, 6 months, and then get together to have a strategy discussion now based on facts and data. Thirdly, you have to have a mix between financial and non-financial metrics. Now, most organizations have an abundance of financial measures. The challenge is many things don't reflect themselves very well in a financial measure. In fact, in the intangible asset world, human capital, customer capital, and structural capital, the metrics of dollars don't work. So we need a better mix of metrics that go into a balanced scorecard to give us a better view of current and future performance.
And where do you think most companies are in terms of the creation and implementation of scorecards? What do you think the market maturity is?
It's moved up significantly in the last decade. 10 years ago, most organizations weren't really familiar with what a scorecard was or why they would use it. Now, we very seldom go into organizations where they don't already have either experiments with scorecards underway or at least all the components already existing in the organization. The issue is most organizations have huge amounts of information, and now the issue is how do I cull out those core few indicators that tell me the big picture of what's happening in the organization. Most organizations already have a strategy. It just might not be top of mind. Most organizations have a good process and project mindset, but they haven't linked those processes and projects back to specific strategic objectives.
Are scorecards more prevalent in certain industries?
They're not prevalent in more industries. I would say, though, that they often start in either the IT function or the HR function. Those two are a shared service type environment where they have multiple customers with conflicting priorities. And by putting a scorecard in place, it better helps explain to them what is their customer value equation and what is the service level agreement they have with their customers and how do we measure for meeting those things. It also helps them make decisions across those departments to make sure that what they're doing is best aligned to the strategy in aid of those departments.
Let's talk a little bit about corporate strategy. You've been quoted as saying, if you can't fit your corporate strategy on a napkin, it's too complicated. Can most companies you work with do that?
Without exception, everyone can, if you use the right thoughtware to get to that approach. Here's the issue. With most organizations, the essence of the strategy is pretty straightforward. The dilemma we have is we try to describe too much detail of the strategy in the overall strategy map or top-level view. The overall strategy should be kept simple. The bottom line is this. If it's not top of mind, if the strategy is not simple enough that people could repeat it to you or draw it on a napkin, chances are it's not top of mind when they make decisions day to day.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you today, Brett. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For more information about scorecarding, see pm2.ca. That's pm2.ca. Thank you for joining me.
Got perspective? Cognos Performance Perspectives is the Cognos e-newsletter for business intelligence, enterprise planning, and performance management. It's your source for exclusive interviews, insights, and opinion on industry trends. It's a perspective unique to Cognos, one we think you'll enjoy. Get the newsletter and get a new perspective. Subscribe now at cognos.com/newsletter.
Insights on performance management from the people who shape the industry.